Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned mindfulness enthusiast. Ever feel like you're running a mental marathon, replaying every little interaction and decision in your head? Yet me too. But guess what? It's time to hit the pause button on that self-criticism track and switch gears to something way more nourishing. Self-compassion and empathy. Today, we're diving into this superpower duo because let's face it, being kind to ourselves is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Think about it. Wouldn't you treat your best friend with more understanding if they were going through a tough time? So why do we often hold ourselves to a harsher standard than anyone else? Here's the lowdown. Practicing self-compassion and empathy can actually revolutionize your life. It's like giving yourself a mental warm hug, a safe space where you can accept your imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and move forward with grace. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a pushover. It's about creating a foundation of inner peace and resilience that allows you to show up as your best self in the world. Ready to unlock this powerful combo? Let's dive into five key takeaways. 1. Recognize your inner critic. That voice whispering doubts and negativity, yeah, we all have one. But here is the game changer. You get to choose how much power you give it. Think of it like a squeaky door. You can keep trying to ignore it or forcefully shove it shut, or you can learn to oil the hinges, creating smooth movement and less friction. Start by simply noticing those critical thoughts without judgment. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. Once you've identified those negative thought patterns, it's time to put on your detective hat. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Or what evidence do I have to support this? Often, our self-criticism is based on distorted perceptions and past experiences. By questioning these thoughts, you can start to break free from their grip. 3. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself like your best friend. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we do that to ourselves? Start small. A warm bath, a good book, or simply taking 5 minutes to breathe deeply. These acts of self-care can make a world of difference in how you treat yourself. 4. Cultivate empathy. Extending compassion to others is a powerful way to cultivate self-compassion. When we understand and connect with the experiences of others, it creates a sense of shared humanity. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, even if they seem perfectly put together on the outside. 5. Celebrate your strengths. We tend to focus on our shortcomings, but what about those amazing things you're good at? Make a list of your talents, accomplishments, and positive qualities. Remind yourself of your worth and celebrate your unique gifts. Now, picture this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your mind is racing with worst-case scenarios. You start feeling that familiar knot of anxiety tightening in your chest. But instead of spiraling into self-criticism, you take a deep breath and remember what we talked about today. You recognize those anxious thoughts as just thoughts, not facts. You remind yourself that it's okay to feel stressed sometimes, and you acknowledge the effort you're making to handle the situation. Maybe even offer yourself a little pep talk, you got this. See? That's self-compassion in action. It's about meeting yourself with kindness and understanding, even when things get tough. So remember, practicing self-compassion and empathy is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself. You deserve it. Now go out there and rock the world with a little extra kindness, both to yourself and everyone around you. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might need a dose of self-love today. Don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of overthinking detox. Until then, keep those minds quiet and hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.